Judge again lifts Revolution Wind stop work order, written by John Crop Lee, and read by an automated voice. A federal judge has lifted the stop work order against one of the five offshore wind projects shut down by the Trump administration December 22. The January 12 victory by Revolution Wind mirrored its September 2025 win in the same case, when the same judge lifted an earlier stop work order issued by the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management. The joint venture of Skyborne Renewables and Ørsted is several months from completion and is designed to send 704 megawatts of power at peak output to Connecticut and Rhode Island. Later January 12, Ørsted said construction would resume immediately while the court proceedings continue on the August 22 and December 22 stop work orders. It said it would continue to look for an expedited and durable resolution with the Trump administration. In both rulings, U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth, appointed to the federal bench by former President Ronald Reagan, wrote that Revolution likely was to suffer irreparable harm if the halt remained in place. Some of the offshore wind developers are making a similar point, framing it as an existential threat. The move is costing the five remaining U.S. projects millions of dollars a day and jeopardizing tightly orchestrated construction timelines. The specialized installation vessels needed for the projects are booked years in advance and the operators cannot adjust their schedules. Notably, Empire Wind said in a January 6 court filing that if it cannot resume work by January 16, the project faces likely termination. Likewise, Sunrise Wind said January 9 that the stop work order constitutes an enterprise-level threat that is inflicting irreparable harm that will compound if the court does not issue a preliminary injunction by the week of February 1. The five U.S. projects are in various stages of construction. Some were only a few months from completion when the U.S. Department of the Interior issued a 90-day stop work order December 22, citing national security. Interior claims some of the reasons are classified secrets and is not making them public or sharing them with the wind developers. The court fights are the culmination of President Donald Trump's long-standing dislike of wind power and of the efforts by him and his administration to thwart it starting on day one of his second term. When the nascent U.S. offshore wind sector peaked in the early 2020s, more than a dozen projects were in the pipeline and President Joe Biden set a national goal of 30 gigawatts by 2030. But grand vision began to fade well before the 2024 presidential election, due to cost, logistical and supply chain challenges. Since then, Trump's stance and the risk raised by his policy changes have scared off investors. Further construction appears unlikely anytime soon beyond the five existing projects, which total just 5.8 gigawatts of nameplate capacity. Revolution initiated its court fight September 4. The attorneys general of Connecticut and Rhode Island subsequently joined in. Coastal Virginia Offshore Wind, or KOW developer Dominion Energy, sought a preliminary injunction December 23. It is fighting the Department of Defense's attempts to withhold the secret reasons for the stop work order. Empire developer Equinor challenged the suspension January 2. Ørsted filed a complaint over Sunrise on January 6 and motioned for a preliminary injunction January 9. The Attorney General of New York, where power would flow from Empire and Sunrise, filed complaints for declaratory and injunctive relief January 9. All the proceedings were filed in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia except for KOW, which was filed in the Eastern District of Virginia. Avangrid and Copenhagen Infrastructure Partners have not announced a response to the suspension of Vineyard Wind 1, which is in late stages of construction and already generating power with some of its turbines. Meanwhile, offshore wind opponents are not resting while all this continues. ACK for Wales, a coastal Massachusetts 501 firm to oppose offshore wind, filed its latest lawsuit January 9 in U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia against Interior. It seeks to overturn regulatory approval of Vineyard Wind 1 on the grounds that it was unlawful. The Oceantic Network cheered Revolution's January 12 court win. The U.S. offshore wind industry has always worked closely with the federal government to ensure national security interests were prioritized in the siting and permitting of every project in federal waters. Oceantic applauds this result to get the project moving again to deliver reliable, affordable power to communities across New England that desperately need it. ISO New England has said Revolution's expected output already is part of its capacity calculations.